When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Boop.
Hello. Boop to you and boop to all those.
All the good boys and girls at home.
During this holiday season.
Consensual
welcome.
Consensual boops.
Consensual boops. That's fun. I smell a t-shirt. Yeah. welcome to Only Stupid Answers, the best dang podcast you can put your moist...
Oh, gross. I'm not okay with that.
Little ears into Maud, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Yay.
Miss Maud Garrett, how's
your
day?
How many times have you been on now?
Goodness, I feel like I sleep in the back room.
Yeah, like half the episode's about. Just bow. Yeah, just bow to half the episode.
Just bow. I thought you were saying just bow.
Yeah, just bow. Like, oh, just bow.
Microphone.
Just bow, would you please?
You guys seen those deers in Japan that people can go feed in that park and they bow to you when you give them food? It's really
I
cute.
I haven't seen that, but it sounds amazing.
Because you give them a treat and they go...
Thank you.
And it's real
it's like, well,
cute.
Then you're clearly the best deer.
Japan, do you say? Mm-hmm. The most polite country in the world. Thank and you. Even the animals are bowing.
Are bowing.
Oh, that's the best.
It's pretty cool.
So, Maud, for the people that haven't listened to half of our episodes.
Yeah.
Who are
Hi.
You?
Hi, I'm Maud Garrett. I used to work at SourceFed Nerd. Remember that thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, throwback. Interesting.
It's actually now been longer since it hasn't been around than I was even on the show at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Feel like I was a bit of a blink and you'll miss it. But that's cool. So was SourceFed. How fun's YouTube? No, I do a show, I have a channel called Geek Bomb.
Nice.
And apparently there's a little thing called YouTube Algorithms,
yes,
which I refuse to play by the rules. And I got my 100,000 subscriber badge and have dipped under 100,000 again.
Nice.
So I like to think that I'm the only person that's done that. Mm-hmm. And that's an achievement in itself.
There you go.
So now I just need another button, and it's like a sad color.
Like, what's a sad color?
Brown.
Yeah. Like, it's a little rusty.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a nice rust color.
Like, what color really kind of depicts...
Yeah. It's you cringe when you see it.
Yeah.
It's
let's ask any bronze medalist.
Yeah, there you go. Bronze. Like, there's
I'm
a
kidding.
Good one.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You're way more successful than I am.
Third place is basically first place when it's
it is when it's
not.
Me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm also doing a show currently airing on Geek Bomb called Fungeons and Flaggons, which is like Dungeons and Dragons, but a fifth of the time with no rules and hilarity ensues. And Sam, you're on that.
Oh,
yeah, Sam,
you.
You're on that.
I am. I did a fun plug. Someone's being a little salty over there.
I mean, how are you ever going to ever top your cameo from season one of Sorcerer?
Wait, didn't I almost kill everybody?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't I almost kill everybody?
Yes.
Weren't you controlling a bridge?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You had to give an item, or you had to bugger off, or you had to fight.
I was into it. Wait, so Sam, I feel like I'm going on a limb here, but isn't Sam Witwer doing something to like help promote?
So Sam Witwer has written a D&D Art and Arcana book, and that is a pal or a sponsor of the show.
Nice.
That's nuts.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
That makes me happy.
I asked him on, and I was like, hey, buddy, I want you on Fungeons. When are you free? And he's like, probably in 2 years. And I was like, oh, good.
That sounds about right.
I'll book it now.
Yeah, because he's on.
All right. So Fungeons and Flaggons season 4, Sam Witwer, here it's confirmed.
There it is. And because he's doing Supergirl now, and
he's not
voicing
even living in LA.
Darth Maul every time that character shows up.
Yes.
So, yeah.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
His life seems pretty cool also. Watch Super TV Showdown live, twitch.tv/playknockin4pmpst every
Whoa,
week.
Whoa, what is this voice?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
It's any drama that comes on, like Titans. Watch Titans on only DC Universe every Friday. What,
You've
every
got
day?
A second career with that, I think. I think
Maybe.
You keep
Just
working on that.
Just that voice?
What do you think, Mon?
Well, I mean, as someone that has only done voiceover work as a robot. Yes, you can have a career just doing one thing.
Ryan Reynolds too.
But
anytime he shows up.
My robot is actually really good.
That's a good robot.
I paid for your new car.
I had a bunch of people when I was coming up, they were like, oh man, you should do voice work. And I'm like, I don't think you understand the amount of work that actually goes into that. I appreciate that you like the sound of my voice, but the people that do that are they're professionals. Yeah.
They have booths in their house.
They go through training. They can do things that you can only dream of.
Speaking of dreams,
yes,
let's go into what we're into.
Yeah.
What are the things we into this week? It could be a movie, TV show. It could be an activity. Maud, we'll start with you. What are you
Well, you know that with Geekbomb, I always do power, which is talking about what you're currently playing, watching, and reading. So my power for this week is playing. Oh, boy. I've got Elder Scrolls Online again, the latest expansion on Xbox this time, even though I already have it on my Mac. And I've been playing this game for about 5 years now, but I'm back into it because who needs a life?
Yeah.
I'm also playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time rerun for the first time. Not for the first time, but with someone who's playing it for the first time. So this is amazing. And I'm playing Banjo-Kazooie for the first time.
Nice.
On what?
Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going old school. Mm-hmm. Watching, I smashed out Making a Murderer in like 3 or 4 days.
Nice. I didn't even know it came back.
Yeah, no. Second season. Yeah. Mm-hmm. From 3 to 9 episodes are amazing.
Is it a new murderer?
No, but it's a second defense attorney who is basically undermining everything from the first case and is obliterating every piece of evidence that was convicting Stephen Avery.
Interesting. If you enjoy Making a Murderer, I highly recommend The Staircase.
That's another Netflix series.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it takes place over like 12 years or something like that. Like they've been following this guy for a long time.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
So that's what you're watching. You went through Making a Murderer.
Yep.
Yeah, and 3 through 9 are good.
I watched 7 last night. I think I want people to die.
Yeah,
my life. That's what's happening. I'm watching death and how it happened.
Yikes.
Anyway, the whole time watching it, I forgot that Kevin Spacey has been completely obliterated from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
From House of Cards?
He's not on this planet anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
That's fine.
There was that movie that came out starring Taron Egerton and Ansel Elgort, that's what that kid's name is, right?
Yeah.
From Baby Driver.
Yeah.
They had a movie, it was like Billionaire Boys Club or something.
Cool.
Right. And Kevin Spacey's in it, and so the studio was like, and we're not promoting this at all. And it was like, that movie made, I think, $200.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do what,
All the Money in the World or something like that? Yeah.
I think he played a pretty prominent role in that. Okay. Or he produced something like
that. Also, Ridley Scott has his shit on lock. Like, he's got his system down to how he does things. Mm-hmm. So it was a Ridley Scott film. All the Money in the World.
It was. Yeah.
All the Money in the World. And from what I understand, really, Ridley Scott has a system.
Plummer did,
and so it wasn't too hard to, I mean, comparatively.
Plummer did the reshoots in 7 or 8 days.
Yeah. Ridley Scott's an old pro. So, I mean, anyway.
But what about reading?
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm.
Nice.
Are you working your way through it, or you just picked up that one?
I do a show on Nerdist called Alpha Book Club, and every second month we read a Harry Potter book because co-host Hector Navarro has only seen the movies and never read the books.
Oh.
And Hector Navarro is also on Dungeons and Dragons, so it's a little happy family in my life.
He came on this show. He talked about Incredibles 2.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I liked that movie.
It was a fun one.
It's one of my favorites. I think it's one of my favorites this year.
It was good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, hey, the woman's that can do good things, but it was, you know, the dad being a stay-at-home dad. And I was like, yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
I like it. Mum goes out and saves the day.
That's actually one of my favorite scenes of the year when he has his breakdown and he's not mad. He's just very honest with the kids. Yeah. He's like, I'm formulating. Because he's like, I don't know how to handle
this. My life worked this way.
Yeah.
And now it's a different thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Because he's like, I'm trying to be a good husband and a good father and everything's melting. And it's like, I like this.
Yeah.
Literally everything's melting because of Jack.
Yeah.
It was a good one. But sorry, you're reading that.
Yes.
And where can they watch Alpha Book Club?
That's on the legendary service, Alpha, projectalpha.com. But go Geekbomb, guys.
Good plug.
Can we please get me back to 100,000? I'm so embarrassed.
Can I ask how far away are you from that?
Like 172 subscribers.
Oh, so you're close.
Yeah.
You're close. Yeah.
But I peaked at
those amount of people listening. So go over and subscribe to Geekbomb.
I peaked at 108,000. And then it's just like, you know, you're trying to hold water. That's what happened.
And then you had some followers see that and you're like, nah, fuck that.
Lost 10,
I'm out.
000.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were saying, oh, YouTube just unsubscribed me. I didn't do that. But I'm looking at the button and it is being unclicked. And I was like, that's devastating.
Same thing happened with Instagram a little while ago. And that was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my legs halved.
I know this is a super like inside baseball thing, but
look forward to it.
I was at like 80,000 followers, and it got dinged under. And I used to work with this service that could like get a couple ad deals every once in a while. And they're like, "Oh, we don't have 80,000 anymore," so they just like threw me away. And I was like, it was at 79,000. I'm like, "Are you serious?" Like, and they're like, "Yeah." And so like not a big deal, but I was like, "That's dumb," because it's just based on an algorithm, and they're like, we're not gonna
everyone follow Sam on Instagram.
If you wouldn't mind,
Sam Basher, get him to 80k,
please. That would be very helpful, especially with the Christmas season coming up.
Someone needs to pay his rent.
Please.
I took a break from making YouTube videos, and so I got a message from YouTube, oh, by the way, none of your old videos are monetized anymore. What? What is that? Yeah, you haven't done it in a while, so we're just going to demonetize everything.
That's like forced loyalty.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't want to play the game, guys.
Internet's weird, but speaking of the internet being weird, you know what's not weird?
Our listeners.
Our listeners and the people that go to iTunes and
thank
give
God
us
I figured
five,
it out.
Yeah. Give us 5-star reviews.
You know
reviews.
What's not weird? My feet.
Yeah. Mine are super scary. I think another toe's coming in. Go on.
We need to talk about that later. You should get that looked into. But yeah, you can go on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And if you've done that before, you can actually go back, if it's been a minute, and go back and give us a 5-star review, because that helps put us on people's radar.
Yeah.
Help us get
the
ad
more
deals.
Reviews you get, the more ratings you get, the higher up you end up in the charts.
Leave cryptic messages in it too.
Also, it would be fun to
capitalize random words and tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, about play a game. But yeah, we love reading your 5-star reviews. I actually really like that a lot. Let's make a game out of it. And we got a couple here. And Mon, I think you requested to read one.
I was gonna read. I'll read the smaller one. Then.
Yeah, read whichever one you like.
All right, we've got. I'm gonna do it in my American accent.
Nice.
Sam and DJ, the dream team, 5 stars. By Titan.Elijah. I just got into podcasts, and Sam and DJ helped with that. They are the dream team! I don't even have to mention that I have a YouTube channel. Oh, I just did. I was sent from new rock stars, and I don't regret my addiction. 5 stars.
Yeah. Nice. We do have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/OnlySuperBrand. Yeah,
I try to close my eyes a little bit and like just picture who that person is.
Who is that?
I'm going to be honest. It bumps me out that your American accent sounds better than when I talk.
Full stop.
Yeah, it bums me out that your American sounds better than my American. But hey, you know, whatever. I'm going to let it slide. It's whatever.
I'm just another Australian taking American jobs.
No. We got them on tape, boys. Get them.
Yeah, but Titan there mentioned...
I'm trying to get my green card, guys. Stop.
You got to blend in. We got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/OnlyStupidAnswers. You can catch a bunch of stuff there.
There's people in the chat there
right now, like David and Maggie and Efrain. I know, Efrain. Thank you for all your functions. He thought of the trident.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah.
You guys are super helpful by supporting our patrons and all of our shows. We appreciate it. We also have another review here from Mikaela292.
Mikaela,
that makes more sense. Yep. Mikaela292. Love filling my moist little ears with these boys.
Now, Sam, hold on.
Put that on a shirt.
Maud read that in her American accent. You should do this in your Australian accent.
Ooh, well, there's...
Sam, I will throw my shoe at your face. Let's
just say oi. Let's get an oi from the chat. I'm going to be honest. My accents just kind of blend into one noise.
Yeah, it's like Russian meets...
Oh, I've been a fan of these boys since the creation of SourceFed, nerd. And now it is... It was a southern accent for a second. I'm going to run through this real quick. And the moment this podcast started, I fell in love, and it became the part of my weekly routine. Listening to this podcast keeps a smile on my face, and as I get my daily nerd fill while I walk to class or drive, I think I'm skipping some words. I've struggled hard with anxiety and depression in this past year, and this podcast still never failed to put a smile on my face. Can't thank you enough.
I hope
appreciate
that put a smile
it.
On your face, Mikaela, right there.
That was actually his Australian accent the whole way through.
It was a bit of Perth, a bit of Melbourne.
Yeah,
where is Quicksilver, the dead one from?
He's from Sarkovia.
I honestly think it's
Romania. That's where the accent comes from. Uh-huh. The guttural sounds. We appreciate that. But quick little announcement: we're doing something extremely special for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So keep an eye out on patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. If you guys are already contributing there, or you've thought about hopping in there to kind of, you know, see what it's all about, keep an eye on it. Also over at onlystupidanswers.com, because we got some goodies coming and some deals that we don't want you to miss out on. But I did want to mention that I've been watching Haunting on Hill House. DJ's mentioned it. And
I won't watch it. No, not for me.
It's extremely well made. Mike Flanagan's a very good storyteller. And also, I think he really likes the way he's done Oculus and a few other horror movies before, but I think he really likes the idea of you tell the story of the kids and their parents being haunted, then flash forward to how those kids grew up and what they're like.
Yeah,
and after,
that's Oculus too.
Yeah, that's Oculus. He really likes that story, and I think Oculus has its problems, but I think this show is able to explore that to the best of, in the best way possible. Yeah. And I'm only 5 episodes in because I've been watching with my girlfriend. She had surgery recently.
Are you watching it at night?
Oh yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because
how bad is it? Do you wish that would last? You saw me during The Village that one time. What is it called? The Village. The what was that one with the Shyamalan? What's his?
Oh, The Visit.
Yeah. I've had too much coffee. Whoa, it's hit me, and I'm like sweating bullets.
I haven't gotten to the end yet. Do you think she could make it through if The Visit was too much for
If The Visit was too much?
Way too much.
I think you should try.
No,
I think you should try. It's a very good drama.
It is a very good drama.
What the best part about it is the way that each episode's structured, it's exploring how each kid was individually affected.
I don't like that.
And it's some people ended up better than others.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's safe to say the older the kid was, the better they fared.
Yeah.
Once you get to the younger kids, they don't turn out so great.
I'm already sad.
Yeah.
Oh. You're going to get more sad.
Not if I don't watch it. In my safe bubble.
No, but I highly recommend it. It makes me super happy that you're watching it. I can't wait to hear what you think of the 6th episode.
That's your favorite. So that's our next one. And my girlfriend watched 2 episodes ahead of me, so now I got to watch it by myself.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. That's the cardinal rule of being in a relationship. When you commit to a show, you can only watch it together.
I did.
Painful it is.
I did watch some other shows before her.
You
I watched
too?
The Good Place.
Oh my God, yes, I will give you couples therapy.
Thank
guys,
you. It's you getting just, rough, I guess.
It's a slippery slope after that.
But the show that I watched that she had to catch up on was Good Place, and I just got to talk about that show. I saw it, you made a face, and you're missing out on an amazing TV show.
I just don't
show.
Understand how this show can actually work.
Oh, well,
it's about heaven?
No.
It's more complicated than that.
Oh, it is not. It
I
is
was
not
in the same
that.
Boat, and then I started watching it, and it's
because
really
I'm going to be honest, I thought he knew what season 1 was actually about, and then I accidentally, I mean, classic, I spoiled something, and then he finally watched it because he was interested in what
Maybe
the plot
just
was.
Spoil
not here, but after the episode spoiler for
it's been 3 years.
No, Sam, no.
I'm gonna. All it's right. Buckle up. The first season.
Stop it.
The first season.
No.
Well, then I'll tell you what the pilot's about. It's about Eleanor, who's Christian Bell. Kristen Bell. Her
Christian.
Whole, Christian Bell. Christian Bale. No, the whole story is that.
Good for you.
She died the same time and in the same city as someone with her same name, Eleanor Shellstrop. So they got swapped.
How many Eleanor Shellstrops are there?
Two.
And they were both in Phoenix, Arizona at the same time. And one is an amazing human being who ended up in the bad place, while the bad one, Kristen Bell, ended up in the good place. And so she's trying to figure out how to be a good person and not go to the bad place, because you figure out pretty quick that the bad place is really bad. Yeah. And it's not about heaven or hell. It's like pretty vague. But overall, the bad place is hell. Like the bad place is real, 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 real bad.
There is one other Maude Garrett. She lives, I think, in... She grew up maybe in Tennessee or... I think she lives in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the bad one.
Let's find out right now, because she's on set. Maude Garrett, everybody!
You're going to kill us, right? Let's see what happens.
We
just want to sit down and have you guys review Fantastic Beasts. But DJ, that's what I'm into. The new episode of Good Place, by the way, has one of my favorite scenes with Janet, and I'm not going to say more because you're going to watch it later, and you should watch it. It's very good.
Okay. So I don't have what I'm into, but I do have a story. Mm. I do have a story that happened to me last night.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to share something.
Yeah, I wanted to share a story just because it was an interesting experience. So we had a show yesterday. We had our Super TV Showdown live. And for those that don't know, like Wednesday through Friday are basically shot for me. They're basically marathons because of all the shows that we do and all the prep that goes into that. So the night before, my wife was like, hey, can you do laundry tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know. Do you need it? Whatever. Because it's just a really hectic time. So I got home after our shoot. My wife was at work, and I knew she was having a hard day. So I was like, you know what I can do? I can do the laundry. Mm-hmm. It's getting a little late, and of course it gets dark early now. And that specific in our building, that laundry room opens outside, and the fluorescent light is basically broken, so it's almost pitch dark in there. But I was like, you know what? I can do the laundry. I go down there just to double check. I think it was like 7:40. Just double check. There's a sign on the thing. It says the machine shuts off at 9. Mm-hmm. That's when the machine starts off. It's 7:40.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
You got time.
Yeah. So I load it in there. I start the laundry. I go upstairs. I start watching this week's The Flash. I didn't watch it for our show, but I started watching it. By the way, really dug it. Ragdoll was great.
Okay.
So I'm watching that. It comes time. I set a timer. I go down to the laundry again. Basically pitch black in there, and since I'm going to be sorting the stuff I'm throwing in the dryer and stuff I'm going to be hanging, I bring one of my bed lamp down with me so I can plug it on the wall so I can actually see what I'm doing. So I get down there, I plug it in, and I go to open the machines, and they are locked. And I'd like, they just won't open. And I realize, because they have the while the machines are plugged in on that circuit has a timer, and I guess they didn't change it for daylight savings, and so it shut off when it had water in it. So the machines are locked and off. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Like, our landlady does not give a shit. she posts notices on our door and she collects a paycheck. That's what she does for the building. And so I don't know what else to do. But so I call her, and I don't even expect her to pick up, but she picks up, and I'm like, hey, the washing machines are locked. She's like, oh, you're gonna have to call the machine people. And I'm like,
this is your problem.
Yeah, it's that it's like 8 at night. They're not, I'm clearly within the time limit. The machines are locked. And I try to explain to her, because what used to happen is the little circuit used to be open, and so you could just flip the timer back on and the machines would kick back on. But now I guess they figured it out, and so it's got a bolt on it. It's got a bolt lock on it. And so I was like, listen, if you have a key for that thing, we can flip it back on and get it done. And she's like, well, which side are you on? I'll come meet you. So I wait for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Eventually my wife has gotten home, and I get to explain to her what's going on. Mm-hmm. Landlady doesn't call me back. She hasn't shown up. And I'm just like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I, like, I need to get in, I need to turn the power back on. Cause I'm just imagining my clothes sitting in this water overnight and I'm just not having a good feeling about it. And then I realize my light is plugged in on the other wall because that other wall is on a different timer. Mm-hmm. So there's power going to that wall to the dryers. Mm-hmm. So I run up to my apartment real quick. I grab a power strip. Put the power strip in the wall that has power, unplug the washing machines, plug it into the power strip. They kick on. They only had 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Let them finish the cycle. But now I have to beat because theoretically everything's off. Now at this point it's past 9 and the dryers are supposed to shut off at 10. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's fixed, right? And good news is dryers don't lock anyway. Mm-hmm. So I throw what I can into the dryer. I set that to go. I've successfully gotten my laundry out of the machine. By the way, never hear from the landlady ever again that night. She doesn't show up. She doesn't call me back. No show. Mm-hmm. So that's going. Mission accomplished. But I think to myself, like, hey, just to be sure, I should go down early to make sure the dryer did its job. Mm-hmm. So I go in about 5 to 10 minutes before it's supposed to be done, and it is off. Mm-hmm. the timer's been off. And I open the thing, and they're like, moistish. like warm, moist and warm, right?
Yeah, like this show.
And I could call it. I could call it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I've gone too deep. I've gone too far, right?
You've hacked your way in.
But now all the outlets in that room are now shut off for the evening. Mm. But I know there's a plug on the first floor in the middle of the hall.
What the fuck are
you doing? So I bust out that extension cord we used to use.
Oh, like the one that's like 700 feet?
Yeah, I bust out our old extension cord, which was tangled as fuck. Uh-huh. So I had to spend like 15 minutes untangling it. I run it into the building, down the hall, to the washing machine, or to the drying room, plug in the dryer. It had 25 minutes left. It barely did anything. And then I let that run through. I successfully got the laundry done. It only took me like an extra fucking hour to do it. Mm-hmm. But mission accomplished. That was my night last night. And I finished the flash, and it was a lot of fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
If that is the most exciting or stressful night that you've had in a while, mm-hmm. you have an amazing life.
Thanks.
Humble brag.
Yes, yeah. That is incredible.
No.
Well, I'm glad you're able to get your clothes, and I'm glad it worked out, and I'm glad you figured out a way to get around your crappy landlord, because when it comes to us, for like our apartment, if we have a gate that opens to get into the garage, because it's subterranean, and that made it sound cooler. It's a basement. So if sometimes that'll just break and your cars get locked in or out, and he's like, oh, well, they'll come in the morning, and it's 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's 9 a.m. He's like, yeah, they'll come in the morning. And he was like, wait, what are you talking about? Yeah. And he won't get back to you on what morning he's talking about. Eventually, you just got to Uber somewhere, and you can't bill him for that, even though legally I should be able to. Landlords suck. And on that note, let's talk about Fantastic Beasts, shall we?
Yeah, before we dive into Fantastic Beasts, do you real quick want to say hi to a friend of ours?
Let's say a how do you do. This friend's helped me out specifically a lot. I'm a big fan of them. And they can help you guys out too, so
they
buckle up.
They can also help our pal Roxy out if you watch our Super TV on... Thursdays.
Bad eyesight. She needs to go to a doctor, and then she's got to talk to our friends over at Simple Contacts, because Simple Contacts is the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your brand of contacts from anywhere in minutes. Literally anywhere. I did them in my bedroom. It was so quick, you wouldn't even believe it. And so instead of heading to the doctor year after year just to renew your prescription for something to wear every day, you can just do this on your own time and terms in just a few minutes. It's vision care for the 21st century. Seriously, you can do it from your computer or your phone. It's incredible. If you need to renew your prescription right now, just take a 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test online. It'll be reviewed by a licensed doctor, and you'll receive your renewed prescription, and you can even reorder your contacts, which that's what I did. I had my eye test. My eyesight, humble brag, is getting worse every year. So I always need to get new contacts. This was so convenient because sometimes I blink and they fly out of my eye. It's not my fault. That's how my eyes work that way, all right?
God made me that way,
and
all right?
And so I double check. I use their 5-minute vision test just to make sure everything's on the up and up. Yeah. And I send my prescription over, and they refilled my prescription. It was amazing.
That sounds super easy.
If you guys have an unexpired prescription and need more contact, just upload a photo of it or your doctor's information and order your lenses. They'll do all the hard work for you and take care of verifying and confirming that prescription. See? Super easy. It's really convenient. There are a million things demanding your time nowadays. Contact lenses shouldn't be one of them. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. It's amazing. You can do it from your couch, the office, from your car. Don't you dare be driving when you're doing that. You can be doing it in a movie, but make sure you turn off that phone before the movie starts. You know what I mean? That's the worst. Those are the worst kind of people.
Those are the worst kind of people.
And guys, best of all, it's reliable. It's designed by ophthalmologists, and a licensed doctor reviews every test so you can skip those office visits, but not the care. And you know what? The reviews speak for themselves. Am I right, DJ? They got a lot of 5-star reviews on their app. Over 5,000.
Jeez.
Times on the Apple App Store. I would love that many reviews on our podcast. Some Contacts must be doing something right. And they offer all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you never have to shop around to find your lenses at the best price. And best of all, their vision test is only $20 dues. That's $20 US. And compare that with an appointment, which without insurance can cost up to $200. That's too much for me. A little rich for my blood. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we're offering you guys a promotion. So listen up.
If you want $20 off your contacts, you can go to simplecontacts.com/answers20 or enter our code answers20 at checkout. Now, to be sure, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. That is important.
But if you just need some more contacts, Simple Contacts has got you, and we've got you. So get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/answers20 or enter our code
answers20
at checkout. Check them out. Let us know what you think. And back to the show. All right, so Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is the second installment for the Fantastic Beasts franchise. 2 out of 5, guys. This is the second movie out of 5, they say.
Why?
That's a lot of movies. But we did a full spoiler-free review on our Twitch show, and it's on our YouTube channel right now, so you can watch that. But really, we want to open this up to Maude. What did you think? You're a bit of a Potterhead, you'd say.
Big time into Harry Potter, when it's Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. You know, big Newt Scamander, make eye contact, only whispers into the microphone kind of guy.
I have such a problem with how Eddie Redmayne is depicting Newt Scamander.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that he has social inadequacies.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that he's fixated on one particular topic. I do not think that 5 movies should be led by someone who hates the spotlight and doesn't want to be there.
That's a really good point.
Hates the spotlight, doesn't really like interacting with people, really just uncharismatic and kind of unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great lead.
So my brother has Asperger's, which is how I know that he's playing someone that has Asperger's.
Yeah. On the spectrum of some kind.
Yeah. Didn't particularly appreciate it because it's not like that's exactly who Newt is. That is a choice that Eddie or the directors or whomever has made about this character.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it impacts the movie. The nuances aside, he's a fucking Muppet.
What does that mean exactly? In terms of...
Do you remember in the 90s and the noughties, British rom-coms and Hugh, what's his name?
Grant.
Tried to talk?
That, yeah.
Muppet.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yes, that is how he talks.
Foppy. You know, it's that kind of thing. And you just kind of want to shake and be like, just say it. Yeah. Come on.
Take a breath. Yeah. Figure out what you want to say and then say it.
Also, there's a lot of people that like, hey, Newt, you're a really good guy. We know you're going to do the right thing no matter what. And it's like, based on what? Mm-hmm. Based on what in any
we
of these movies?
We don't know him at all. Just that he's got a tumultuous relationship with his brother.
Yeah, who is actually... I was way more interested in than I was.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
There's
anyway.
A big point where they like somebody does something, attacks his brother, and he's like, "That's the best moment of my life." It's like, your brother actually has your. What the fuck are you talking about?
And you didn't even do it. Someone else did it.
Yeah.
You weren't even capable of the best moment of your life.
No. So can you explain
super
to
sad.
Me?
But sorry, before we get into that, we're in spoiler free territory right now. Before we get into spoilers, I just want to know overall, what did you think of the movie?
Just so I'm not sort of like I'm having a. More clear sort of depiction and what I mean with having him as the lead. I'm watching a show called Atypical, and I absolutely love it. It is endearing. It is wonderful.
It's Netflix, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's really, really great. If they could have done something like that with Newt Scamander, I just think that when you have five movies based around him and he becomes this sort of like, reluctant hero, there needs to be a driving factor. And for a series called Fantastic Beasts, there's not many there, and there's rarely any moments, and the few interactions that they have, you know, if it was like freaking, this is the first thing that came to my head, but the luck dragon Falcor and Sebastian. Is that his name? Sebastian?
The kid?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
No, wait, the
this is you're
Ezra
saying
Miller?
Stuff. What?
No, in the what's the movie? Falcor?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, Sebastian. Yeah. And Never Ending Story.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, I was freaking out. I couldn't figure it out.
So if there was like a relationship like that where it's like you are able to command this incredible creature instead of pulling out, you know, the little kitten puppet that you can get for $39.95, that would be better for me.
Is there a rocket taking off?
Wow, that's kind of cool. That's more exciting than the movie.
Yeah, it is, definitely. As a whole, just to give a quick summary of like after I left, I was like, you know what? I had fun. It's really, we were talking about this, really pretty CGI. The creatures look cool when they are there for the two new ones we meet. I think there's two.
Three.
Three?
Baby Nifflers, but that's not new.
Yeah, and then you got the cats version. With the big eyes.
The cats with the big eyes. Big, big cat that can jump
really
far.
And then the Kelpie?
Yep.
Kelpie. Yeah. And that weird one with the flat head that we never see again that has like moss grown out. It looks like a cup. Looks like a cup thing
life. Yeah.
He's at the circus. You see him for like a second. You think he's going to be important because they mention him later and then he never comes up. Sorry. Love that part. Love the creatures I do see because you actually get to explore them instead of like focusing on like 20 of them that you have to go find and I don't know what they are. In this, they look really cool and whatever. And then I was like, oh, I'm so enamored by that. And I love Paris. So you kind of winning me there. But then you try to think about the story and you're like, you can't follow anything.
What's going on. So I went with someone that had never seen the first movie.
Ooh.
And the premise was, as soon as I'm lost, can you fill me in? 10 minutes in, I got the, what's happening? And I went, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many characters. There's not enough payoff. They keep introducing characters before there's any resolution happening with any of the other ones.
No.
In will pop Nicholas Flamel just for the sake of it because he's a known name.
No, it's... There were three people in our audience who went, oh. And everybody else was like, well, he's not... He hasn't introduced himself yet. Like, he's just doing scenes and I'm like, wait, who is this dude? Why is he in here? Why? Yeah. Like, I thought this was a safe house. Why is he here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
A lot of this movie makes very little sense, you know. And I remember looking, because I went to a screening last night, and there's this huge ad, billboard of all of the characters and then what they're going through. So you have Credence, you know, looking for identity, searching for his own identity.
Apparently who he is matters a great deal.
Yeah.
And then Zoe Kravitz's character is, you know, trying to understand a prophecy. And I'm like, was she?
Yeah.
What? Honestly, you needed to take away five characters from this movie.
At least.
Yeah, no, so they had like, let's ballpark it, 12 subplots going at the same time. Yeah. And everyone had pairs or three people in like these groups. And they kind of mix match every once in a while, but everyone was kind of the same. And eventually at some point, Newt's doing his thing. And all of a sudden, all the side characters are meeting somewhere else, and you run into like they're in the middle of their scene. It's when like they're all threatening each other in the like mausoleum, and you're like, "How did they all get here? What's happening?" And then you spend like 15 minutes just explaining everything.
Spending one
of the things, and even then, that's a whole misdirection.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
the whole story doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah, you're like, so,
yeah,
like I don't. care.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. It's a big car wreck of like the. It's either, I think I said this in our thing. There's plot points for future movies. There's plot points referencing past movies. Every character is there to introduce a plot point. And there's plot points within plot points.
Mm. Yeah,
and it's just it's
the plot thickens to the point where you can't even consume it.
Yeah, it's
can't
it's,
see what the heck's happening.
Basically indecipherable.
Snape would make you throw that potion out. It's so thick.
I feel like if I think I might have said something along this too.
I
feel like if you tried to dramatize one of those books after J.R.R. Tolkien died, and it was just his notes. His son just took his notes, and somebody took that and was like, "Hey,
use it all."
Yeah, let's use all those things. Like,
there's
hey,
gotta be something.
Nagini's a person, and she was friends with Credence. Isn't that cool? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
She didn't need to be in this movie.
No, she did nothing.
Okay, were there any parts that you enjoyed? I enjoyed the CGI. I thought it was pretty.
Yeah.
I like the Kelpie would look like a horse when he came up for grains. Remember he ate the grains out of the bucket? What were those
spoilers?
What were those eye things?
I don't know. We just saw the eyes.
Yeah.
Mine's still thinking.
They went to Hogwarts.
They did.
But then they put in... Spoiler?
They had
a character that technically wasn't born for a few decades after.
Oops.
But there she is teaching at Hogwarts, but she wasn't alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've actually thought about this. It's not a positive, guys.
Okay, all right.
Buckle up.
Don't get your hopes.
The whole movie, I was thinking, how did we get to here? Because a script would have had to have been written.
Yes.
It would have had to have been approved.
Yes.
It would have casting. Everyone got on board.
Mm-hmm.
Money was put behind it, and then it was made, and then edited, and then made public.
Mm-hmm.
How did we end up with this result? And then I found out that J.K. Rowling was the writer.
Soul writer.
And she's an incredible author.
Mm-hmm.
But writing a novel, which can be 600 pages if you're writing her books, and writing a script, they're very different. In fact, the only thing they have in common is that they both use words.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. So to be concise and to have character development and to have a consistent and clear plot is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Rowling just became George Lucas. J.K. Rowling is surrounded by men and women that went, this is great.
Mm-hmm. This is going to pay off, right?
We're just wondering why you think Nagini should be a woman.
Mm.
Oh, you know, it's flexible. You know, it could be quite nice. I think it's nice to have that character. It's to like draw it into the new books. They're like, okay, sounds good.
She doing anything in this movie?
Let's do it. Oh, actually, if you notice the development, you're seeing that Credence for the first time is developing friendships with another person. Sounds great, Chicky.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened, the whole process.
If you were to rate this movie with like a letter grade...
I thought
it
was going to get 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. I thought it was going to get 27.
Where's it sitting at?
50.
Oof.
But that's mainly audience... excitement, I believe. We could look it up.
Yeah, let's take a look at that really quick. DJ, where are you sitting with your rating right
now? Oh, man. So we did... What was our rating? So there's been 10 movies?
Yeah, this out was, of 10.
So we actually did an out of 10.
That's pretty creative on our part. 42% all, but top critics are giving it 39%.
Yeah.
So that's dipping quick.
That's crazy to me, too, because I thought the Harry Potter brand would be able to... Like, it wouldn't matter. And it still might not matter. It still might make all the money in the world. I think, what did I give it, like a 6 or a 7?
What?
Yeah. We gave
C-.
it a 6 or a 7 because...
I think like a C-. Because it looks good. It looks good and the magic stuff was cool.
Also, I was 2 beers in and when I was watching this. So that, for me...
2 beers to the
I was
wind.
Lost. So I was watching it and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like I was just kind of smiling like...
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Hey, we're in Paris. You gonna do anything with Eiffel Tower? Nah. You gonna do anything with any major monument? Nah.
No.
This is a soundstage in London.
Yeah.
But what did you think? I really have a bone to pick with the relationship between Queenie and Dan Fogel's character.
Hold on real quick. Give us your rating, and then we'll go into spoilers, and then we can dive into
that. Yeah, because we should. Oh, okay. I think we got a lot of questions. Also, they have a lot of questions for us that we're going to try to answer.
Guys, this was a very average movie.
Yeah.
I'll give it between 4.5 and 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, but now, spoiler time. Even though we've already said some, who cares?
Boom. We're spoiler time. So Queenie, and I think the character's name is Jacob, who's actually, characters, the one I like the most.
He was the selling point for the first movie.
Agreed.
Those two, their relationship, their chemistry, that dynamic. He and his comedic timing really made the movie.
Yeah.
Because you had a Muppet, and then you had a mute basically be the lead of the show. If what's her name? Catherine? She was great to interview. Both of them are lovely, lovely people.
Oh, the actress's name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the her, what is her, Tina?
Tina.
If Tina was a colour, she'd be beige. And having those two in any scene, like you needed this golden, glorious glow of Queenie and then the hysterics, you know, the fun of Jacob's character. But in this movie, I was like, oh, we're here. This is going to be kind of cool. This is going to kind of be fun. Oh, cool. Now none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
So you've got Queenie, spoilers, who's put Jacob under a spell.
Yeah.
Convinced that he would not be with her should he have a choice.
Yeah.
This is very much like Merope and Tom Riddle, if you do want to go back to the source material, in A Half-Blood Prince, fresh on the mind. Yeah. But she's a 10 and he's not.
Yeah.
And so to have that dynamic, I thought that was actually really quite lovely. And he's like, no, let me be with you. Let me be with you. And he goes to call her crazy because she could read minds. She hears it. And then all of a sudden, done. Over. Yeah. I'm going to join a Nazi wannabe.
Well, no, hold on. She does have one conversation with him. And I just feel like maybe if you just have one conversation with Johnny Depp, you're going to start making negative decisions, you know? That's what I got out of the movie.
And they did establish pretty early, like really early on, he's like, oh, he's got a silver tongue. That's why
his
cut
tongue,
it out.
They made a couple of references to tongue. So maybe that means something.
Not saying it makes a lot of sense.
What,
but,
he went down on
her? Here's my question. Can you help me?
Grindelwald's time.
Can you...
Gross.
Can you explain to me why all the girls in the movie seem to want to fuck Newt for some reason? Like, what's... like? Tina's into him. His assistant's into him. Zoe Kravitz is into him for
even
some reason.
Even though she's with the brother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys were high school sweethearts. But no, she liked him the whole time but couldn't get him, so she settled for the second best thing. It doesn't make sense.
Well, but again,
Theseus is not a bad person.
How is the brother the second best thing in this scenario?
Mm-hmm. Wait, you mean the guy, like, and also in the beginning of the movie, Theseus offers Newt a job.
Yes.
Yeah. Offers him a job, and like, yeah, you can travel wherever
Goes
you want.
Goes into bat for him.
Yeah, and you could do anything you want, and Newt just says no because, why is Dumbledore hiring Newt to do this and not Theseus?
And Theseus is in the ministry and could do 10 times the job. Yeah, why did they have to go back to Hogwarts? That even didn't make sense.
I know 100% why they had to go back to Hogwarts, because of our audience's reaction when Hogwarts showed up. The whole audience was like, and it was like, it's a school. Man,
so
calm down.
Have it be based around Dumbledore and him doing classes and not Newt Scamander.
That's another reason we gave it a higher score, is because Jude Law's great as Dumbledore.
Yeah, but
I'm
he's
sorry,
not.
Please use his real name, Yumbledore.
See?
Oh.
Also, he's not playing Dumbledore, he's just Jude Law, but now he's got a wand. And or he didn't have one.
And a pocket watch.
There it is. He had the pocket watch. And he learned one card trick, and that was with the business card that he gave Newt. Yeah. That was like, and look real magic.
Yeah, that's another thing, is I don't know why Dumbledore is so obsessed with the idea of like Newt's the guy for this. Wrong. No, he's not. He's really just
what,
not.
The zoo? The pet handler?
Yeah, to save the day. I think it was one of those like, hey, we want to do more Harry Potter. We know we have all this Grindelwald shit, but we also want to connect it to some people. No, we have another book called Fantastic Beasts. We can make that work. And the spoiler alert, you can't. And I kind of wonder, since it is 5 movies, we even have a question from the Discord. Jake Elton 25 said, after seeing this one, how are you feeling about Fantastic Beasts being a 5-film franchise? I actually like the elements where it's just like basically magical creature Ghostbusters. You can have 2 or 3 movies where you're just having fun, finding magical beasts, and in the background you're building the Grindelwald stuff. Kind of what they did with Harry Potter. Voldemort's in the background.
Yeah.
And then by, like, basically in movie 4, it's like, okay, this is the thing we're dealing with now.
Yeah. I could see that. And it does toe the line where it's like there's some Voldemort stuff going on, but also you're still getting the school.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you're most interested in.
Yeah.
This movie can't find that balance. Also, it's becoming more of a war movie more than anything else. And you're like, and also it, I don't know, it's all over the goddamn place, and there's so many. What was the brother trying to do? He was like hexed to go kill Credence or whatever. Zoe Kravitz's real
brother. Not brother,
half brother.
No, because listen,
wait,
Sam,
wait, you gotta explain
listen,
it.
Listen, Sam, she wasn't trying to hurt the baby. She just thought, hey, this ship's sinking. This is a good time to switch babies.
Not him. Yeah. No, not Corvus. The brother
who was the other brother. I don't fucking know, man.
That was her brother from another mother.
And then they spent their entire lives not knowing each other at all. And then it's like, oh, wow, you're not dead. I thought you were dead this whole time. Oh, by the way, the thing that you're trying to do to prevent the curse, I already took care of it. And you're like, so what was the point of any of that?
Yeah. None. None. So Lestrange is in the books, right? Name Lestrange. Should that matter
Lestrange
to me?
Lestrange is in the Black family. I've got you covered
with
this.
Wait, but that's Beatrix's last name, right?
Bellatrix Lestrange married a Lestrange. Bellatrix and Narcissa are sisters. Narcissa married Draco.
Okay.
Draco, not married Draco, Lucius Malfoy. They had Draco as their son. So Bellatrix and Narcissa, sisters. Bellatrix is a Lestrange in the books. They use a French accent. In this movie, they're trying to say that the king, the head of Lestrange, who was trying to, I think, make a pure blood family, would impregnate sort of different women, hence the same father and the same bloodline and the same last name, but a bunch of different mothers, hence Credence being, Credence has nothing to do with it again.
No, he doesn't. He sure doesn't.
That was really stupid.
He sure does not at all. And also the reveal at the end, fuck you. Fuck that. Stupid.
Let's talk about it. And I thought, you know what would have been crazy, which would have made equal amount of sense, is it was like, yes, your real name is Albus Dumbledore. And you're like, what? Yeah. That makes zero sense. But I'm so... And it's like, Jude Law? What does that mean? And it's like, well, he has to age that much in this many years?
The problem was that the backstory and the history of Albus Dumbledore in the books for Harry Potter really does explain in detail about Albus and his younger brother growing up with the sister. From day one.
So is Credence in the books?
No.
No, okay, no. The brother shows up in the last movie.
Regulus?
That's what his name is. And it's the guy who plays Mance Rayder in Game of Thrones. Yeah. My nephews were watching it recently, and they were scared. And so,
I was going to say, your nephews are watching Game of Thrones?
No, but he popped up, and cool. So I recognize that actor.
But in the books, Albus... I think it may have even done like a big article, although he stumbled across a book. I can't remember because it's my next one that I'm reading. But it goes into history about Albus being a child and what happened with his sister and his brother. But his brother was there from day one.
Yeah.
And they went to high school together.
So is this a different brother?
Yeah. Right?
No, it's supposed to be his younger brother, but there's just got a whole new backstory now.
And
now that we're in spoiler territory, McGonagall.
McGonagall was
born in the 40s, but she's teaching at the school in the 20s.
Yeah. And she's like a full adult. Like, she's an older adult.
Wait, hold on. So the name at the end, I just cued it on Dumbledore. They call him Regulus Dumbledore.
Yeah, but this is my favorite part. It's like, oh, you want a two-movie build-up about who Credence is? Cool, get Johnny Depp to barely audibly whisper it.
Yeah.
I needed subtitles in that moment. It's like, your name is...
Dumbledore. One thing I did like about it is... I actually like the explanation for Grindelwald's pitch. Like, hey, listen, if magic users don't take over the world, World War II is going to happen. I'm like, you know what? That's actually a pretty solid argument. It's for a bad guy. If you're trying to see why people would join a bad guy, that's actually a pretty decent...
But it all comes down to every villain's mantra, the greater good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The greater good.
No. Mm-hmm. Great movie. Also, I think it was real important that every time he did some, he sucked on that magic hookah, we definitely couldn't see that. It would conspicuously cut away, even though a dead baby floating through the water was fine.
Every kid sees one of those.
Yeah, definitely got child murder in this movie several times.
Two babies dead.
Yeah.
Babies died.
What was the... Oh, yeah. The one he specifically killed.
Yeah.
He sent in this woman, this faceless, nameless woman who we didn't really see again, but she killed a baby.
And faceless, nameless, voiceless guy who was his body double, which I did like the breakout scene when they're flying over New York. That was pretty cool with the horses were pulling the carriage and were flying around.
That was fun.
And the guys on the witches brooms.
So hold on, the guy who was doubled, he just kind of was like a henchman after that, right?
Yeah,
so
he didn't speak, even though he had a new snake tongue.
Yeah, cool, great, good. I had another thing that didn't make sense, but then says one thing. Oh yeah, who is this movie for?
Well, let's answer that question after we say hey to a friend of ours. Let's talk about our pals over at Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. And it is simple, intuitive, and it has a clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way.
So, okay, I've always been interested in getting into stocks and trading and whatnot, and guess what? I've been scared. I'm scared of many things, and this was on the list, but as soon as Robinhood reached out to us, I was able to download the app really quick, and they also gave me some money to kind of like, test out the water, see how easy it is, and guess what? They're not kidding. It's a really easy to use interface. It makes it feel like you're fully understanding like what you're getting into when it comes to trading stocks and whatnot, and seeing what you want to invest in. And it, the layout, it also like it suggests a lot of different companies that you could invest in that you would be more familiar with.
Yeah.
And so that one helped out a lot. So I'm like, oh, I know that brand. I know that brand. Ooh, I've seen that before. Oh, my friend uses that one. And so it was nice to actually feel like I was in on the conversation when it came to trading stocks, and I kind of felt like now I can participate and not feel dumb about it.
That's great, because a big part of this app is you learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds like you were talking about, and you can get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. And unlike other brokerages that might charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. And we have a special offer just for you.
Go check out Robinhood. Download it, because Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. So if you've ever been curious and you're like, you know what, that sounds like something important I should start getting on, you should sign up at answers.robinhood.com. That's answers.robinhood.com. Start today. You guys are not going to regret it. It's such an easy app to use. And let us know what you think. But back to the show.
Who is this movie for? I think that's a good question, Monica. I think it was a question I had after the first one, because it's like...
There's baby killers?
Yeah, it's like... beyond just that, beyond tone, the idea that like it's kind of supposed to be a Harry Potter prequel, while it's also kind of be its own franchise. Well, it's kind of trying to be two different franchises at once on top of that. But then you're right, tonally, like, I mean, kids like scary stuff. Like, kids like to be scared for the most part. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't like to be scared. You like to like kids like to like toe the line where it's like it feels like a little scary.
Yeah, like it might be
spooky. Yeah, not scary.
Yeah, you can like where like parents dying in a Disney movie. It's like they don't like that, but like it feels like, oh, this is serious. So we can kind of deal with this a little bit.
Child murder is a little different.
Also, you're not seeing the parents die. You're not seeing the dead body of the parents floating down in the ocean.
The toddler was a shot where it was above him and he was looking up and he wasn't making a noise. He wasn't even crying. Mm-hmm. It was innocent. It was pure. Mm-hmm. And they killed it.
Yeah.
Like...
And I don't know if you needed to emphasize. Johnny Depp has a weird eye in that movie. So I think you got that he's the bad guy. You know what I mean? I think we all got the message.
Yeah, there didn't need to be a baby in that house. It didn't change anything. No. What? You picked a random house. Like, this is stupid. We should just talk about this, like, now, just to, because I don't want to wait to the very end of the episode. But Johnny Depp, everything about him currently really put a big cloud over this movie, and now the movie had so many problems. It just like it was this like weird goddamn. It was like this weird.
You know that Johnny
train
Depp
wreck.
Signed onto these movies without even reading the script. He just wanted to be a part.
He just wanted to keep doing that British accent.
I get it. I mean, that's probably what most of the actors did. They're like, oh wait,
oh,
these...
no one read the script.
Yeah,
they're like, just take it. The money, think of the money.
No. Someone tweeted at us after we put a review out. They're like, guys, it's obviously a bridge movie. We do this with books all the time. It's like, one, you don't do this with books. Yeah. Books actually have stories, and you know they're going somewhere, but they're still a story, and everyone knows how movies work. Like they're
Chamber of Secrets would probably be the closest bridge movie. Still had a basilisk, which is more fantastic than any beast.
It was so cool.
Like, I did like the Chinese lion dragon
but
thing.
But when
did
they?
Like
the
it.
One thing that it could do was travel 10,000 miles in like a night.
No.
Yeah. It did it.
It looked cool.
It did it in like that portal thing where the cats were being all dragged around. It didn't make a lot of sense, but I was like, I don't know. And also evil guard cats, which that scene made zero goddamn sense. Evil lady lets them into the vault, lets the other person in, and then like traps them and like sends her kittens after them.
Yeah, this definitely needed. I say if these keep making money or whatever, let J.K. Rowling do her 500-page script and then hire a screenwriter to go through and like
adapt it,
streamline it.
Get Alfonso Cuarón to do another one.
And also, I was kind of hoping, I'm going to be honest with you, I was kind of hoping when they were like, don't go to the meeting because death is going to be there. I was like, could we kill off Newt? Because that'd be great. I'd be way into like, because one, instant stakes, and also you get rid of your lead that's just kind of dragging the movie down.
Mm. I don't know if I wanted him to die, but I would like him to be better.
I kind of wanted him to... I mean, this weird, weird love story between him and Tina.
Yeah.
Tina's like making up some guy, apparently. He's
her boyfriend from Canada.
Yeah. George Glass. Yeah. Brady Bunch reference. But him trying to compliment her, but not even realizing that Zoe Kravitz is in love with him at the same time. Oh my God. Just it's something.
So yeah. And like the just whole... Resolve.
And which, by the way, does Zoe Kravitz not realize she's Zoe Kravitz? You could do better. You're fine.
Even Theseus. Oh, like, he's yeah.
beautiful.
And Theseus is a good-looking guy. You're not
I kind of wish that they actually had really good dynamic. And it was this thing that, you know, it was this unfinished or resolved thing that's just hanging over it. Maybe she does see him as a brother and she just cares for him. But have it make sense.
Yeah.
The love of God.
No, there a lot of the movie made zero sense. But like the scene I was mentioning before where it's like Newt and... somebody is running. I think it's Theseus who's running around. Yeah. No, because he's bound. I don't know. At one point, Newt's running around with someone. They end up at the mausoleum where the main like Grindelwald meeting is.
Tina.
And it was Tina. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that because she's beige.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And it faded was, into the wall.
It was blank in my brain. But they show up and like the real brothers holding a wand to Credence and Nagini, and then like and then Zoe Kravitz's character shows up, and then they have their 20-minute explainer of all the complicated, super complicated backstory, and then all of a sudden Jacob shows up. Even the last time we saw him, he met random old guy who nothing
we to saw me. We saw random old but guy no. Then he shows up at the mausoleum, then somebody puts a wand to his head, and then he vanishes.
Yeah,
and then he's still just there. Yeah. We don't know what he's been doing in that mausoleum the whole time.
No, it makes zero because he's escorted by himself. Yeah. And Queenie, I know you're probably enchanted or something, but like he just said, I don't hate people, but they are gonna die. And like she's like, yeah, but not my guy. Yeah. He's gonna make it through this. Everyone's an idiot. Like everyone's so stupid. And what is everyone's like, no, Grindelwald's gonna save everybody. And he's like, you know what? I hate Paris. And he's gonna nuke Paris. All of it. With dragons, like fire dragons, which look cool. I don't know if those are beasts. They look cool.
But why?
Why?
What's
why?
The point?
At all. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, so we've got a question here.
Also, it doesn't matter where these movies take place. It doesn't matter at all. Like, don't think you're going to get something cool with, like, 1920s New York. You're going to get flappers? No, you're not going to get anything. No. You're not going to get speakeasies? Nothing. You get one circus. It's so dumb.
And they weren't fantastic beasts.
No.
They were...
And see, that's another thing why I think that they've kind of like blocked themselves in. So every one of these movies is going to be labeled Fantastic Beasts, even though it's 100% dealing with Grindelwald and his stuff.
With Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kayla Marie 033.
Why didn't they call it Dumbledore?
The Dawn of Dumbledore. There you go.
You guys were talking about the cluttered plot and the non-spoiler movie, so I was wondering how you'd adjust it to make a better movie. What's a suggestion you guys could give that would kind of like help this out a little bit?
Not be five movies, separate the franchise, put Fantastic Beasts to bed, and focus on Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm. I think get rid of like the Fantastic Beasts element, because I'm going to expect really cool creatures, and if you got rid of that and that happened by accident throughout the movie, cool. Yeah. Like, I'm now, like, it's so weird that that is the title of this. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter is about Harry Potter and his journey through this. Don't put Newt Scamander's name in the title, because I'm definitely not going to come at that point. Different actors, different story. I don't know. Don't let J.K. write by herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she came out of a room after 6 months and has like this enormous script, and it's like, what's this? And it's like one movie. No. You mean like three, five? Is this five? No, one.
We also have a really fun question from Proby too. The question is, what lesson would you guys teach? I'm interpreting this as I really like the scene, I don't know if this was a spoiler or not. We kind of shut it down.
Yeah,
is Dumbledore teaching Defense of the Dark Arts? Love it. I thought that was great. So if you were teaching a class, we're assuming we're witches and wizards. What class would you teach at Hogwarts?
100% not herbology or potions.
Uh-huh.
Those are the only.
Another quick question: have they established an Australian school for witches?
No, and they have put the closest I think is in Brazil.
Oh, they do have a Brazil.
Do we know there isn't an Australian one, or we just don't know yet?
I don't know.
Or is magic?
Well, it has to be because we're from the English.
So would you go to Hogwarts? See, we wouldn't go to Hogwarts.
No, you'd go to Ilvermorny.
Sure,
remember.
But would you go to Hogwarts?
I mean, I live in America, so I guess I'd go.
You go to Ilvermorny, but where you when you were in the school age?
See, I don't know.
Oh, you're
if
a teacher
getting...
now. You're a teacher now. All right.
We don't really have fireplaces either because it doesn't get fairly cold. So where's my letter going to come
from? Now my crimes of Grindelwald. I'm just making this way too complicated. Anyway, what would you teach?
A kangaroo brings it to you. American knowing
You've
Australian
You've never been
things.
To Australia, have you?
No.
Nar.
It's
a platypus.
I'd probably teach Defense Against the Dark Arts if I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Because it's more practical over theory.
You named all three of the... classes that I knew. I don't know any other
Transfigurations,
classes.
Charms is this simple spell work, like, you know, Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, I'm not
Leviosa.
You know what? This might not be cool in normal schools because this is always the butt of the joke. It's always the butt of the joke in most school movies that the gym teacher's not cool. But if I'm coaching the Quidditch team, I think I'd have a good time. But my team would always be like, we get like the people who didn't get picked. But
no,
you got a lot of heart.
A student is the captain of the Quidditch team.
Well, you got to have it. There's no adult there.
Well, Madam Hooch. You're right. She does. She teaches flying.
There you go.
You know what I would be? Because
I got cool tricks. It's like, kids, and I do. It's like the adult.
You'd be a good flying teacher. I could see you as a flying teacher.
There Sam you Basher, you have just enlightened me with a flaw in the books and the movies that I've never come across again. I know all the classes. I know what they're taking: arithmancy, rune study, ancient runes, history of magic, history of. In their first year, they take flying classes with Madam Hooch.
Mm-hmm.
That is a legitimate class. Mm-hmm. The PE or the gym class of Hogwarts. They never take that class again.
Also,
it is one and done.
They never take normal just math and geography. I feel like it should still be part of the program is all I'm saying. See, so Maude took my answer because it's the cool answer is Defense Against Dark Arts. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to be Hagrid. I'm going to be the groundskeeper.
Nice.
I'm already halfway there size-wise. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got the beard and everything. Also, I think this could connect to what would make the movies better. Forget being a teacher. I want to be an Auror. That seems cool.
What is the
magic cops? Which, by
is
the way,
oh.
maybe if you structured Auurors like you structured the school, like there's different types of Auurors. Maybe that'd be a good Auurors in
as the Jedi. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. But if you made it, you structured it like the school, like there's different not houses but different like ways of being an Auror. Maybe you could start getting your audience. You're connecting it to stuff they already know with how the school works, and now you're connecting to cool magic cops. You know what I mean?
But then you're placing such an emphasis on authority.
But it'd be more exciting than Newt and his stupid creatures.
Oh, 100%. Oh my gosh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. But then you have like the rogue cop. That's what you got. That's what you always want. You want like the rogue wizard, and that's the person who's doing all of this. That's the person. Or you have them investigating specifically magical creatures that are used in crimes, and that's how you get Fantastic Beasts. There you go. That could
imagine. What I was going to say. Imagine if Newt had a cop buddy, and he does. It's the beige girl, and that could be so much cooler.
This is the thing. You need a yin and yang. So if Newt Scamander is going to be very shy. And very Muppety, then you need someone who's going to amplify him big time and
somebody
make
brassy
the calls,
and like,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have the information, but I've got the gusto, you know?
I have one question from our Patreon that I thought was pretty fun as well. Emil Killed, is there any place/country/time period you guys would like to see the Harry Potter movies travel to/explore in the future? I know it would be a little weird to call them Harry Potter movies at this point, but I would love to see the Wizarding World of places like India, Japan, or Thailand. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
So they did a short story, a little video, animated video about Ilvermorny when that kind of surfaced. And it was about, I think the founder of Ilvermorny was a descendant of Salazar Slytherin in a way.
Oh.
And instead of doing the I will only teach magic children, she used this, like the purpose of teaching. I could be very wrong, but from what I remember.
I'll believe it.
Yeah.
It was, and she developed the school in America. But what I love about it is that it's in the Salem area of America. So this whole witches. Mm. I kind of love that era where it's like they actually are witches.
Yeah.
And I remember one part where it's like, oh yeah, back in the day, when there were witches in the Salem era and they would burn at the stake, they would just do a simple little spell and pretend to shriek and burn, and it would just feel like their feet were tickling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they did like medieval Germany, because you have like Baba Yaga and you have like all these like classic like witches that are from fairy tales. And it's like, what if you had like
Baba Yaga?
Baba Yaga. It's just like she like lives in a house that kind of runs around and she like steals children and stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of also like the witch in Hansel and Gretel, witch in all those stories. That's
kind of Baba Yaga. And also, that's just a way you can just say witch, I think. But like, for the most part, I mean, what I would like
Baba Yaga is also the name of John Wick in the John Wick films.
Really?
That's his nickname. That's his like
weird.
You don't remember?
No,
you haven't seen the first one. Like, Baba Yaga.
I never got that. I never got that. I thought they were trying to say Boogeyman, but they couldn't
quite
get it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Boogeyman, but it's Baba. Yeah.
But I would like a medieval Germany, like a Germanic tale, because you have so many fairy tales, and it's
is
like
that because you want to be in the movie, and that's the only accent that you can kind of do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Give me a little time. I can figure it out. I can learn Germany. Fuck.
I'm going to adjust my spell.
But imagine like there's so many like grim fairy tales, but with like a a slap of like Harry Potter. So it's like, these aren't actually bad. This is how the humans went at a time when witches and wizards and humans were all like fighting. This is how they kind of radicalized humans to be against witches and wizards. And I'm like, that's cool.
So fairy tales are propaganda.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes. I mean, yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, they're going to eat your kids. It's like, no, we're not. No. That happened one time.
Right. Yeah. I was a little hungry.
Yeah.
And it's your fault that your kid's so delicious.
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing, because a lot of fantasy stories in the West deal with Western mythology, but there's a lot of great stuff in the East, in Japan and China and stuff like that. So it'd be cool if they went to someplace like Japan. And I feel weird saying this, but also if we're going to stick with the Australian stuff or the Fantastic Beast stuff, it'd be cool to do Australia, because there's
the indigenous history. Do you hear about the one about Tiddalik?
I'm just talking about the animals. Like, there's so many already.
Tiddalik
weird...
is a giant toad that was selfish and drank all the water in the lake, and then everyone was starving. Like, all the animals were just like, we've got no water, and it's... And so someone realized if you tickled it, it started laughing, and all the water came back.
See? So you've got that, and also if...
And we have bunyips.
If the if that mystical helps. Animals mm-hmm. are as unique in Australia as the real animals are, mm-hmm. that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. What's a bunyip? I gotta know.
Look it up. Look up a bunyip.
Bunyip. Is it like a jackalope?
And bandicoots, I think, weren't real, or they were, but...
Oops. I'm just gonna...
No, bandicoots are real.
What? Bunyip. There it is.
Oh, look at this little freak.
Hey, that's my myth creature.
Look.
Yeah, it's a
there he is. Yeah.
He's hitchhiking.
There he is. He looks like a shaved camel that's walking on 2 feet with a long tail. I would like fairy tales being explored, because like, what did witches and wizards actually think of fairy tales? Like, because they've also established a lot of those creatures are real and some are scary. Like, or I guess unicorn blood you can drink and it makes you
also,
live forever.
Can I gotta say, I hate the whole like, oh, I'm tired of sharing the world with humans. It's boring. It's boring. And it makes me, and it starts making me ask questions that the Harry Potter world never needed me to ask about, like, is humanity? Like, magic's just off doing its own thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to think about a conflict between the two, because why? Mm-hmm. Why would there be?
This is really cute, actually. Okay, so hold on. A bunyip is, they're said to lurk in billabongs, if that gives you an idea. Bunyips in billabongs. Mm-hmm. But people also searched for yeti, manticore, hippogriff, and gorgon. There's our slate for the Fantastic Beasts.
See?
And I know everything about all of these, and I love it.
Just one manticore.
Gorgon is Medusa, so if she looks you in the eyes, you're stone.
Boom.
Boom.
Hippogriff we know, because it's in Harry Potter. A manticore has the body of a lion, the wings, and a snake tail.
Oh.
And this particular iteration, it's wings of a bat.
And it's a face of a man, though, the manticore.
Great.
But it has, like, shark teeth, I've seen in one iteration.
A chimera has the goat, lion,
snake. Chimera. That's, in one of the few episodes I've seen a Full Metal Alchemist, there's a chimera, and it is depressing as fuck.
Oh, really?
Cool.
It is one of the most depressing things I've ever seen.
And guess what? This movie's depressing for fans and non-fans of Harry Potter.
Real quick, do you think this movie will do well, and do you think we'll actually get the 5 movies?
We are definitely getting a third, because they're already shooting it, unless they just cut it. Well, the Flash movie got pushed because Ezra's already shooting the third.
Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
He has a problem.
Yeah, and
of staying sober.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know, but it's...
He was very high in my interview. He came in and he had red painted hands. Like, his hands were stained red. And I was like, what's going on there, buddy? Why are your hands red? And he's like, have you seen Macbeth? And I was like, yes, just the spot, it won't come out. He goes, yeah, you get it, Lady Macbeth. Yeah, I was doing that. I had bright red lipstick on in my interviews, as I usually do. And he's like, you know what you should do? You should just smear your lipstick all over your face. Do it now. Just do it. Just smear. You would look better, honestly, if you just smeared it. And I was like, oh, mate, thank you. That's what a Slytherin would say. And he's like, how did you know? I'm like, I have eyes and ears.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll entertain this guy for a second. And I was like, well, you know, when did you make your first kill? And I'll give him credit. He had a good answer. He's like, they called me Ezra Miller the Fly Killer. I was 2 years old. And I killed it. And I was like, all right, cool. Now back to the movie.
Yeah.
And he went on tangents. And every journalist who came out of that room, he was teamed up with Claudia Kim. You think she said one thing? No. She sat there just like, what the hell? is happening. And all the camera guys were like, good luck. And every journalist came out like looking like they were going to cry, being like, I don't think I can use any of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put mine up on Geekbomb.
Oh, yay.
I'm excited to see it.
Yep.
Well, there's a nice plug. Go subscribe to Geekbomb. Dang it, so Geekbomb.
Because my Australian outlet did not use an iota of that interview. Yeah, they just used the Yumbledore flirting with me.
Yumbledore. Hashtag Yumbledore.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Jude Law?
Yeah.
Yeah, very charismatic.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
But went on tangents and there were three of them and I'm like, I have 4 minutes with you. Yeah. Back to them. I regulated him a little bit. Mm. I regulused him.
Subscribe to Geekbomb because we're going to get them to 100,000 subscribers. God dang
yes,
it.
Please.
And then while you're at it, subscribe to Honest Abandon Answers so maybe we can get 100,000 subscribers.
Please, we can do it. Let's do it before Christmas. We can do it. I believe in you guys. Maud, one last time. Where can they find everything that you do?
At Maud Garrett on all social medias and then everything pretty much /Geekbomb. Oh, but definitely YouTube because we've got a next episode of Fungeons and Flagons coming out tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Nice.
Tonight, if you're on Patreon, shoot.
We got a schedule that. That's always a fun feeling. Let where it's like, uh oh, that snuck up on me.
What about you, Sam? Where can they find you?
You can go ahead and go to google.com/, don't put anything after that, then type in Sam, S-A-M space B-A-S-H-O-R. Usually
wait,
the first few do some
google.com /Sam with a
no,
space.
No, /, stop. Because that's how it usually types it. And then you type in S-A-M-P-A-S-H-O-R. First couple things pop up. You'll figure it out. They're good. Unless it goes to the weird website with the addresses, and then you'll find a couple of them that are 80 years old. That's not me. That's not me.
FYI.
But send something there anyway.
That's not him.
If you want to send him fan mail, go for it.
I'm at DJ Talks Trash, every place that matters. Thank you guys for listening. Please watch our live shows Wednesday and Thursday at twitch.tv/playnoggin. Please subscribe to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers, where you can watch episodes like this live.
Boom.
And you can get a ton of bonus content, and that's what helps make this show happen. And thank you for joining us, and let us know on the Twitters what you thought of Fantastic Beasts.
Are we right? Are we wrong? No, we're right. But you can still talk about it on Twitter.
But if you want to be wrong, we're more than happy to
wrong,
humor you.
Wrong,
also,
wrong,
oh, oh, oh,
wrong, wrong,
God dang
wrong.
It, I didn't say this earlier.
Very
we're
last
doing,
thing.
We're doing something with Black Friday on a bunch of our websites. Dang it.
Wait.
When is Black Friday?
We'll do it in the beginning.
Wait, hold on. You want me to... I can
don't,
put it in
don't
with
edit
our...
it. Leave all this here. Leave
okay.
all of
no,
it.
No, but I can put it in. I can put it in with our...
We shall.
With our five-star
What are you
thing.
Doing, though? Tell me.
It's a surprise.
What? I can't know?
Not now.
But we're friends.
not now, yeah. I think.
Maud,
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll know when we know. We'll know when you... But you'll know, too, next
tell
Friday.
Tell me, Sam. Why not, Sam? Just tell me. Why can't you say it? I just want you to say it. Oh.
Oh, got you.
Sorry.
Bye.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Give thanks. Bye-bye.